safely stowed. What noise? Who calls on Hamlet? Oh, here they come.
What have you done, my lord, with the dead body?
Compounded it with dust, where to it is kin.
Tell us where it is, that we may take it thence and bear it to the chapel.
Do not believe it.
Believe what?
That I can keep your counsel and not mine own. Besides, to be demanded of a sponge, what replication should be made by the son of a king?
Take you me for a sponge, my lord?
Aye, sir, that soaks up the king's countenance, his rewards, his authorities. But such officers do the king best service in the end. He keeps them like an ape an apple in the corner of his jaw, first mouth to be last swallowed. When he needs what you have gleaned, it is but squeezing you, and sponge, you shall be dry again.
I understand you not, my lord.
I am glad of it. A knavish speech sleeps in a foolish ear.
My lord! You must tell us where the body is and go with us to the king.
The body is with the king, but the king is not with the body. The king is a thing.
A thing, my lord?
Of nothing. Bring me to him.
Hi, Fox!
Sent to seek him, and to find the body. How dangerous is it that this man goes loose?
Yet must not we put the strong lord on him? He's loved of the distracted multitude, who light not in their judgment, but their eyes. And where 'tis so, the offender's scourge is weighed, but never the offence. To bear all smooth and even, this sudden sending him away must seem deliberate pause. Disease is desperate grown, by desperate appliance relieved, or not at all.
How now? What has befallen?
Where the dead body is bestowed, my lord, we cannot get from him.
But where is he?
Without, my lord, guarded, to know your pleasure.
Bring him before us!
Oh, Guildenstern! Bring in, my lord.
Now, Hamlet, where's Polonius?
At supper.
At supper? Where?
Not where he eats, but where he is eaten. Oh. A certain convocation of politic worms are in at him. Your worm is your only emperor for diet. We fat all creatures else to fat us, and we fat ourselves for maggots. Your fat king and your lean beggar is but variable service. Two dishes but to one table, that's the end.
Alas!
A man may fish with the worm that hath eat of a king, and eat of the fish that hath fed of that worm.
What dost thou mean by this?
Nothing but to show you how a king may go a progress through the guts of a beggar.
Where is Polonius?
In heaven. Send thither to see. If your messenger find him not there, seek him at the other place yourself. But indeed, if you find him not within this month, you shall nose him as you go up the stairs into the lobby.
Go, seek him there.
He will stay till you come.
Hamlet, this deed of thine, for thine especial safety, which we do tender, as we dearly grieve for that which thou hast done, must send thee hence with fiery quickness. Therefore prepare thyself, the bark is ready, and the wind at help, the associates tend, and everything is bent for England.
For England?
Aye, Hamlet.
Good.
So is it, if thou knewst our purpose.
I see a cherub that sees them. But come, for England. Farewell, dear mother.
Thy loving father, Hamlet.
My mother, father and mother is man and wife. Man and wife is one flesh. And so, my mother. Come, for England.
Follow him at foot, tempt him with speed aboard. Delay it not, I'll have him hence tonight. Away! For everything is sealed and done that else leans on the affair. Pray you make haste.
Aye, my lord.
And England. If my love thou hold'st at aught, as my great power thereof may give thee sense, since yet thy cicatrice looks raw and red after the Danish sword, and thy free oar pays homage to us, thou mayst not coldly set our sovereign purpose, which imports at full, by letters congruing to that effect, the present death of Hamlet. Do it, England, for like the hectic in my blood he rages, and thou must cure me. Till I know 'tis done, howe'er my haps, my joys were ne'er begun.
Go, Captain. From me greet the Danish king. Tell him that by his license, Fortinbras claims the conveyance of a promised march over his kingdom. You know the rendezvous. If that his majesty would aught with us, we shall express our duty in his eye. And let him know so.
I will do it, my lord.
Go, safely on.
Good sir, huh? Whose powers are these?
They are of Norway, sir.
How purposed, sir, I pray you?
Against some part of Poland.
Who commands them, sir?
The nephew to old Norway, Fortinbras.
Goes it against the main of Poland, sir, or for some frontier?
Truly to speak, and with no addition, we go to gain a little patch of ground that hath in it no profit but the name. To pay 5 ducats, 5, I would not farm it, nor will it yield to Norway or the Pole a ranker rate should it be sold in fee.
Why, then the Polak never will defend it.
Yes, it is already garrisoned. 2,000 souls and 20,000 ducats will now debate the question of this straw.
This is the imposthume of much wealth and peace that inward breaks and shows no cause without why the man dies. I humbly thank you, sir.
God by yourself.
But please you go, my lord.
I'll be with you straight. Go a little before.
Aye, my lord.
Aye, my lord. Oh, all occasions do inform against me and spur my dull revenge. What is a man if his chief good and market of his time be but to sleep and feed? A beast, no more. Sure, he that made us with such large discourse, looking before and after, gave us not that capability and godlike reason to fust in us unused? Now, whether it be bestial oblivion or some craven scruple of thinking too precisely on the event, a thought which quartered hath but one part wisdom and ever 3 parts coward, I do not know why yet I live to say this thing's to do. Sith I have cause and will and strength and means to do it. Examples gross as earth exhort me. Witness this army of such mass and charge, led by a delicate and tender prince, whose spirit with divine ambition puffed, makes mouths at the invisible event, exposing what is mortal and unsure to all that fortune, death, and danger dare, even for an eggshell. Rightly to be great is not to stir without great argument, but greatly to find quarrel in a straw when honor's at the stake. How stand I then, that have a father killed, a mother stained, excitements of my reason and my blood, and let all sleep, while to my shame I see the imminent death of 20,000 men that for a fantasy and trick of fame go to their graves like beds, fight for a plot whereon the numbers cannot try the cause, which is not tomb enough and continent to hide the slain. Oh, from this time forth, my thoughts be bloody or be nothing worth.
Thank you. will not speak with her.
She is importunate. Indeed distract. Her mood will needs be pitied.
What would she have?
She speaks much of her father. Says she hears there's tricks of the world, and hems and beats her heart. Spurns enviously at straws. Speaks things in doubt that carry but half sense. Her speech is nothing, yet the unshaped use of it doth move the hearers to collection. They aim at it, and botch the words up fit to their own thoughts, which, as her winks and nods and gestures yield them, indeed would make one think there might be thought, though nothing sure, yet much unhappily.
Too good she were spoken with, for she may strew dangerous conjectures in ill-breeding minds. Let her come in.
Yes, my lady.
To my sick soul, as Sim's true nature is, each toy seems prologue to some great amiss. So full of artless jealousy is guilt. It spills itself in fearing to be spilt.
Oh, where is the beauteous majesty of Denmark?
No, Ophelia.
How should I your true love know from another one? By his cockle hat and staff and his sandal shoe.
Alas, sweet lady, what imports this song?
Say you? Nay, pray you mark. He is dead and gone, lady, he is dead and gone. At his head a grass green turf, at his heels a stone.
Nay, but Ophelia...
You mark white his shroud as the mountain snow larded.
Anna!
Alas, look here, my lord.
Which bewept to the grave did not go with true love showers.
How do you, pretty lady?
Well, good ill do. And they say the owl was a baker's daughter. Lord, we know what we are, but know not what we may be. God be at your table.
Conceit upon her father.
Oh, pray you, let's have no word of this. But when they ask you what it means, say you this. Tomorrow is St. Valentine's Day, all in the morning betime, and I am maid at your window to be your valentine. Then up he rose and donned his clothes and dupped the chamber door. Let in the maid, let out a maid, never departed more.
Pretty Ophelia.
Indeed, love, without an oath I'll make an end on't. By Gis and by Saint Charity, alack and fie for shame. Young men will do it if they come to it. By cock, they are to blame. Quoth she, before you tumbled me, you promised me to wed. So would I ha' done by yonder sun, and thou hast not come to my bed.
How long has she been thus?
I hope all will be well. We must be patient. But I cannot choose but weep to think they should lay him in a cold ground. Oh, my brother shall know of it. And so I thank you for your good. Come, my coach. Good night, ladies. Good night, sweet ladies. Good night. Good night.
Follow her close. Give her good watch, I pray you.
Aye, my lord.
Oh, this is the poison of deep grief. It springs all from her father's death. Oh, Gertrude. Gertrude, when sorrows come, they come not single spies, but in battalions. First, her father slain, Next, your son gone, and he most violent author of his own just remove. The people, muddied, thick and unwholesome in their thoughts and whispers for good Polonia's death. And we have done but greenly in hugger-mugger to inter him. Poor Ophelia, divided from herself and her fair judgment, but other which we are pictures or mere beasts. Last, and as much containing as all these, her brother is in secret come from France, feeds on this wonder, keeps himself in clouds, and wants not buzzers to infect his ear with pestilent speeches of his father's death, where in necessity of matter beggared will nothing stick our persons to arraign in ear and ear. Oh, my dear Gertrude, this, like to a murdering piece in many places, gives me superfluous death.
Alack, what noise is this?
Where are my Schutzers? Let them guard the door. What is the matter?
Save yourself, my lord. The ocean overpeering of his list eats not the flats with more impetuous haste than young Laertes in a riotous head or bears your officers. The rabble call him lord. And as the world were now but to begin, antiquity forgot, custom not known, the ratifiers and props of every word, they cry, choose we, Laertes shall be king. Caps, hands, and tongues applaud it to the clouds. Laertes shall be king, Laertes king.
How cheerfully on the false trail they cry. Oh, this is counter, you false Danish dogs.
The doors are broke.
Where is this king?
Sirs, stand you all without.
Let's go!
Give me leave. I thank you. Keep the door.
Oh, thou vile king! Give me my father.
Calmly, good Laertes.
That drop of blood that's calm proclaims me bastard. Cries cut gold to my father. Rams the harlot, even here between the chaste unsmirched brow of my true mother.
What is the cause, Laertes, that thy rebellion looks so giant-like? Let him go, Gertrude. Do not fear our person. As such divinity doth hedge a king, that treason can but peep to what it would, act little of his will. Tell me, Laertes, why thou art thus incensed? Let him go, Gertrude. Speak, man.
Where is my father
dead?
But not by him!
Let him demand his fill.
How came he dead? I'll not be juggled with! To hell, allegiance. Vows to the blackest devil. Conscience and grace to the profoundest pit. I dare. Damnation. To this point I stand. That both the worlds I give to negligence. Let come what comes. Only I'll be revenged most truly for my father.
Who shall stay you?
My will! Not all the world. And for my means, I'll husband them so well they shall go far with little.
Good Laertes, if you desire to know the certainty of your dear father's death, is it written in your revenge that sweepstake you will draw both friend and foe, winner and loser?
None but his enemies.
Will you know them then?
Oh, his good friends, thus wide I'll ope my arms, and like the kind life-rendering pelican, repast them with my blood.
Why, now you speak like a good child and a true gentleman. But I am guiltless of your father's death, and am most sensibly in grief for it. It shall as level to your judgment pierce as day does to your eye.
Wait there.
How now? What noise is that? Oh, heat! Dry up my brains! Tea is seven times salt. Burn out the sense and virtue of mine eye. By heaven, my madness shall be paid by weight till our scale turns the beam. Oh, Rose of May. Dear maid. My sister!
No,
please, Ophelia! Oh, heavens! Is it possible a young maid's wits should be as mortal as an old man's life? Nature is fine in love. And where 'tis fine, it sends some precious instance of itself after the thing it loves.
Oh, him barefaced on the bier. Hey, nonny, 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 hey, nonny. And on his grave rain many a tear.
Fare you well, my dove.
Hadst thou thy wits, and didst persuade revenge, it could not move thus.
You must sing a down, a down, and you call him a downer. Oh, how the wheel becomes it. It's the false steward that stole his master's daughter.
This nothing's more than matter.
There's Rosemary. That's for remembrance. Pray, love, remember. And there is Pansies. That's the thoughts.
A document in madness. Thoughts and remembrance fitted.
There's fennel for you and columbines. There's rue for you. And here's some for me. We may call it Herb of Grace or Sundays. Oh, you must wear your rue with a difference. Oh, there's a daisy. I would give you some violets, but they withered when my father died. They say he made a good end. For Bonnie's sweet Robin is all my joy.
Thought and affliction, passion, hell itself, she turns to favour and to prettiness.
And will he not come again? And will he not come again? No, no, he is dead. Go to thy deathbed. He never will come again. His beard was as white as snow. All flaxen was his bow. He is gone, he is gone, and we cast away moan. God have mercy on his soul. And of all Christian souls, I pray God. God, by you.
Do you see this? Oh, God!
Laertes, I must commune with your grief or you deny me right. Go but apart. Make choice of whom your wisest friends you will, and they shall hear and judge twixt you and me. If by direct or by collateral hand they find us touched, we will our kingdom give, our crown, our life, and all that we call ours, to you in satisfaction. But if not, be you content to lend your patience to us, and we shall jointly labor with your soul to give it due content.
Let this be so. His means of death, his obscure burial, no trophy, sword, nor hatchment o'er his bones, no noble rite, nor formal ostentation. Cry to be heard, as 'twere from heaven to earth, that I must court in question.
So you shall. And where the offence is, let the great axe fall. I pray you, go with me.